Hey nerds, Troy from Zia Comics here. I got another unboxing for you. I think you're going to like this one if you're into Marvel, because we got, bam, Wanda Maximoff, Scarlet Witch, from Sideshow Hot Toys. This is from WandaVision, basically the last episode of WandaVision, where you see she goes to her final form. Lots of extras in this thing. So without further ado, let's get the unboxing. Okay, we're going to pull off the outer shell, and that's all it is. You can see it's just a, I guess, kind of like a dust cover for books, but it's to cover up the box. So yeah, there she is with all her pieces. We're going to open this boxy up. Yep. Slide out, and it's gonna be like most of the Hot Toys have, it's multi-layered. We're gonna set this to the side, and you can see here what I'm talking about with the multi-layer. You know, you got a thing upon a thing upon a thing that's trying to be another thing. So we're just gonna, let's just open it all up first and see. Okay, this is just the protective outer cover that's gonna, that keeps everything in place. And then there's another. This is the one, the level that has her body and her extra pieces. And then in the bottom layer, we got her cloak and the stand. Now, I like to start with the stand. And there's another protective piece over that, too, that holds everything in place. And you gotta be careful, that plastic is sharp. Sometimes it will give you a nasty cut. Okay, it's a nice plastic base, as you can see. If you look really close, that M is supposed to be her helm. But if you look real close, it does resemble a lot like Magneto's, who is her papa. Papa Magneto. Okay, this, real simple, it just slaps in there, in the base, in the back. We got the holder, which is how it's going to hold it in place. Okay, we got the adjustable holder. Okay, we got Wanda's cloak. Oh, and it had a little piece in there to have it hold its form. Yeah, she's got some hard armor right here on the back. And it's got some wire form in the cloak so you can have it blowing out behind her in the wind. Oh, there we go. They got her suffocating. Do not try this at home. Do not place plastic baggies over your head. And she's got her little piece behind her head. I mean, they went all out. Any place where the plastics could touch and rub each other, they kind of, even in her armpits, see? Any place they can rub, they kind of protected it. We've got Wanda, and we're going to put her cloak on. Now, typical of how this works is, you can see this closed loop. It's you're not going to be able just to stick it on top of her head, because there's only, I can barely put my finger through there, and her head's bigger around than my finger. The head's on a ball joint. You're just going to grasp it, pull it up, and then you'll put the cloak on and then put her head back on over it. And then we're going to use the stand to grasp her around the waist. She has some accoutrements. She has the little batteries, which you put in her arm. Arm pops off, just a ball joint that allows you to take off her piece here. You can unscrew the wrist and put a battery in her, and then she will light up. Just did a little test before I screwed the thing back on, and it does light up. So we're going to turn her off. Put the little piece back in here. Okay, we'll put her arms back on her arms there. We are going to put her light up hands on there. Look at that. Would you look at that? I like it. And it comes with Darkhold the book. Oh, you can open and close it. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, we're just going to lay that at her feet here. That's the book that got all the demon that wrote all his spells and incantations in there. And supposedly there's a chapter about Scarlet Witch in the Darkhold. She was prophesied. She comes with a couple different hands here. You know, you got the outstretched fingers, the cupped hands. Same thing with the glow up hands. You got another set of those. You got good movement on the elbows. You can bend the elbows up and back. Same with the feet. If you wanted her feet to be in motion instead of just standing there, you could do that. The hands light up. It doesn't really extend much into the psychic stuff she's got going on there. The effects. Under a UV black light, her eyes kind of have a luminescent glow. Kind of like cat's eyes, I guess, in the dark. It's the Scarlet Witch 1/6 scale from Hot Toys, sold through Sideshow with the stand, the Darkhold, you know, a couple different sets of hands, and the little psychic effects off of her hands. The hands comes with batteries, which doesn't happen often, so you can light her up and her hands will glow. I like it. I recommend it. If you like this video and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, give us a like, leave a comment. All those things really help us with the metrics a lot so that we can make videos like this for you guys for free. And until you see that next video, later, nerds.